Live from Warrawong across the Illawarra, this is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. You know, it's a big time in the Leith household at the moment.
Was your birthday yesterday?
Well, it was my birthday yesterday, yeah. But a major milestone in the Leith household
what
in the fact that my eldest son, Jarvis, is driving now.
Oh, has he got his L's?
He's got his L's.
That's a rite of passage. That was like the moment when I realised with Alani that my baby's all grown up.
Yeah.
It's that moment when they get their licence because it's such an adult thing to do.
Yes.
Oh, so how's it going?
Well, you know what? It's actually going really, really well. He's taken to it very nicely and he's got two extremely good teachers in Eileen and myself, all right?
Right, well, this is your first time, I'm assuming, teaching someone to drive.
Yeah, but you know.
How do you go
I'm,
at it?
I'm a pretty good driver myself. I would imagine that my skills would pass on to my kids. And
but do you plan it all? Like, do you do any like reconnaissance mission or anything? Like, where you're going to take him for a drive? Or
I'm not big into the reconnaissance at all. No, I'm more of a just a hands-on. Let's get in the car. Let's start driving.
See you know, where the road takes us.
Take a right up ahead. Take a left up ahead. Do all that sort of stuff. And you know, I'm a bit edgy as well. I'm taking him up to traffic lights and I'm doing stuff like that. You
up
know,
to traffic lights.
Yeah.
Wow. What about traffic lights? It's on a hill in a manual. Now that's edgy.
No, we're doing
a hill start.
We're auto all the way, and whenever he parks, he uses a little camera.
No turning the head for Jarvis.
No, it's not necessary in this particular car. But you know, a major thing that I suppose for every couple, you know, who has a child that has learned how to drive is to know which parent is the better teacher.
Boy.
It's really important, isn't it?
I mean, it's really important to know.
These are really, you know, you got to know who's doing a good job.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I regard myself as pretty good. And I finally sat down with Jarvis and asked him the question. Eileen, my wife, was there as well. And here's what he had to say.
Oh, no, you're both really good. But, I mean, dad's a bit more chill.
Ooh.
Doesn't freak out as much as mum sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm driving too close to a car, mum might freak out. Yeah, dad's a bit more chill.
Mm. All right.
Most people would freak out if you're driving too close to the car. They're not dodging cars. They're not like having rubber on them where you kind of just bounce off and keep driving.
Not me. I'm too busy on my phone.
You can't do that. That's illegal.
I'm doing videos of him as he's driving, going, okay, just you keep driving, I'll do a video.
Damien, my daughter Alani will tell you, and because she told me as soon as I had to take her driving, you're not allowed to use your phone as the learner driver instructor. So as the parent of the L-plater, you're not allowed to use your phone. Same rules apply. Because I did it. As soon as we hopped in the car with Alani, I'm like checking a text message, and she goes, Mum, that's against the road rules.
You're dubbing me in.
Well, I'm telling you not to do that again. Lucky you were just parked and you weren't actually driving.
That's right. That is right. But you know, the thing about this, I've never been referred to as Cam. Ever. And now I've been referred to as Cam. How do I maintain this, you know, going forward? Like, if he does come close to a car and I feel like I need to freak out, what am I going to do?
You need to go the opposite. I was going to say Valium. That calms a lot of people.
Oh, Valium. Just get in the car and dose up. There's got to be rules on that as well.
There probably is. If you can't have your mobile phone, you probably can't be on drugs or be drinking in the passenger seat either.
Oh, boo.
This driving instructor thing, it's horrible.
Boo.
And how many hours you got to get up? Is it like 1,000 hours?
100.
120 hours.
No, that's why. You want to be the worst parent driver, so you never have to do it. That was my motto.
Yeah, well, that's right. Well played, Eileen. Well played.
Very well played.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien. On 96.5 Wave FM.
Worldwide. Weird.
You know I love my weird stories. I do a lot of reconnaissance to find out about what sort of weird stories are out there.
Yeah,
I really do a lot of reconnaissance.
Oh, you should have just left it. You should have just ended on a high when you said it correct the first time.
Recognizance.
Moved on. What stories have you got?
All right, check this out. Over in the UK, a man has just gone to the police station and dubbed in his wife because she had committed a crime. She had stolen $7,200 from a lady in her care. The reason the man did it was while they were asleep in bed, she confessed to it in her sleep. I stole $7,200 from someone.
Yeah, she, the police are going to get me. But that, she could have just been sleep talking. That might not have made actual sense. But did it turn out to be true?
Oh, no, 100% true. He woke up the next morning and said, hey, did you really do this? And then he dubbed her in and she's going to jail.
Oh,
boom.
Wow.
That's number one. Number two, over in America, it gets very icy on the rivers. Yes. But people are so unfazed by the fact that you may drive into a river that is filled with ice and your car might sink. That one girl in particular stood on the roof of her car and took a photograph of herself, a selfie, to put it up as the car was sinking into the lake.
As you do. You've got to get the money shot.
Well, you know what? When it happens a lot, you just go, ah, yeah, here we go again.
Just another day driving to work.
Yeah. But here's the one thing for you. Have you ever cracked the dummy? Spat the dummy?
I've cracked the dummy.
Okay, well, we've all spat the dummy at one point. Not like this lady over in China. All right. It was her wedding day was on the rise. She had put a deposit in at a wedding dress company.
Wedding day was on the rise.
She had a wedding coming up.
Right? Okay.
She had paid a $550 deposit to a wedding dress company.
Yes.
They refused to give back the money. So in a fit of rage and anger, she went down to the shop with the scissors and she chopped up all the other dresses that were in there with the scissors and accumulated $11,000 worth of damage.
Oh, far out.
That's you know, when you really lose it.
Does she not get the dress? She has to pay an 11 grand fine as well.
Yeah.
That is spitting the dummy. Wow.
Everybody's done. I mean, I've spat the dummy. I remember years ago when I was in the family band, I got so angry for no reason at all. I was singing a song and I was getting these headaches because they were too high for me. And I said, I hate this. I hate the band and I'm never singing with yous ever again. You guys suck.
And everyone, it's not like you can storm off and never see them again. You storm off and then see them at home
I
in 2 hours.
Off into the kitchen. We were out in the shed in our garage. Jeez. But we've all done it. Come on, everyone's been there.
Oh, we have.
I mean, I'd love to hear. Look, anyone in the Illawarra at all, if you've spat the dummy and it's a really interesting spitting of a dummy, let us know. I want to hear.
I can see Jade's cogs are going
here. We've got Kimmy on the phone. You've got one of these.
I'll tell you actually about my father's spit of the dummy. It is gold. So he's a shift worker. And obviously we've lived in Parkrail near the aerodrome all of our lives. And one day he couldn't sleep because the planes kept on taking off. So he spat the dummy. And I mean, this was bad. He came out, flying out, he called the aerodrome, or Albion Park Airport as it is now, and told them if they don't stop letting planes fly, they've got to go, like, to stop them flying, or he was going to stand on the roof and throw rocks. Now, we live about a kilometre away, so I don't know what rocks can actually go that far, and he doesn't exactly have a good arm, but that was his spit. So me and my brother went on a reconnaissance mission to find the rocks that would actually fly a kilometre for him, because we encouraged the dummy spits because they are so irrational.
Yeah, well, and that is the thing about dummy spits. They are irrational. I mean, it's not possible. Unless he's got a good old slingshot. Maybe he's got like one of those old medieval machines. You put the big rock on it and it shoots it up in the air.
Don't encourage him, Damien.
Okay, I won't. Sorry. Yeah. And yeah, for all the pilots out there, it's okay.
We even now to this day, if we see a plane, we go, oh, where's a rock? There you go.
Try your best, Dad.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
What's today? Thursday?
Today is... No, it's Wednesday.
I thought the kids had childcare today.
Oh, jeez.
No offence, children. Mummy loves you, but Mummy also loves a little bit of time to herself, especially at school holidays.
Well, we all want that right now. It's full on, isn't it? The kids are bored out of the tree.
Yeah, especially with this weather.
The parents are bored out of the tree. We're all bored.
Most parents would get drunk out of their tree earlier and earlier every day. But the two little ones, Arwen and Henry, particularly the baby, like he's nearly one, he started childcare for the first time last week.
Oh.
Yeah, so we were going to Little Zach's in Shell Harbour. It's this great new building. It's right near the council area. And it's like the Taj Mahal of childcare centres. Like, it is like 5.5 stars.
Yeah.
They do, I think I've talked about it, like they teach the kids French, they do soccer.
Was this the one Lulu went in and used the toilet?
That was Arwen who went and used the toilet. Arwen, yeah. So she christened it when we did a tour.
Yeah.
And now she's back for real. But this, One thing I've noticed, so they've gone for a couple of days, and when I picked them up on Thursday, the first day after childcare, you know what I noticed?
Why?
There's this, like, universal smell that a child gets whenever they go to childcare. Yeah. I'm yet to put my finger on it, and it doesn't matter what childcare centre they go to. So, like, I've been picking kids up from childcare for, like, how old Delaney? 19, so almost 18 years now. And I've been to multiple childcare centres, and I find every single time I pick whichever child I have up from childcare centre, they've got a scent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like plasticine. It's not like a poo scent. It's like a plasticine scent. Like
yeah, I know what you mean.
Mixed a little bit with, I don't know, maybe some twisties or...
It's transferable. I know that funk that you get that at gym creches.
Yeah.
And when your kids are young, in kind of like year one, year two, it's around the classroom as well.
Yeah. What is that scent? Yeah. Where does it come from?
It's the floor. It's a soft mat that they use. It is a combination of urine and vomit and
really?
And
no,
baby food.
You're making a childcare centre sound like a cesspit.
No, they're wonderful. They're all wonderful.
And they're
but,
very clean.
But when the kids all go there, this as a community, this is what they do, little kids. A community,
they share everything, don't they?
They vomit on each other and they wee and the poo and they
put their hands in the mouth with the toy and then they pass the toy and you put that toy. But it's in their hair. It's like in their paws. It's on their clothing. Mm. It is everywhere. It's the closest I can get is plasticine. It just smells
It's also that smell of my parents have put me here because they don't like me.
That is terrible. It's the smell of abandon.
That's it.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
TikTok is everywhere now. You know, TikTok's after taking over Google as the most used platform now.
Yeah, my husband, Milko, is just kind of cutting on to TikTok. He loves it. He's always sending me TikTok videos. For me, in my mind, it's still, you know, you learn some little catchy dances. That's all.
Nah. It's all change. It is all change. I know this firsthand because yesterday, obviously, it was my birthday.
Yeah.
My little daughter, Kiki, decided I needed to learn a birthday dance.
Yeah, that's very TikTok-y. So that's where my head's at with TikTok.
Yeah, well, that's where my head used to be at.
Mm-hmm.
But last night, I discovered in the course of about half an hour, that's all it was, then TikTok is now a source of information, okay?
You
can learn a lot of things. Dances is one thing. I learned how to improve my Australian accent. There are countless videos all over TikTok teaching people how to speak in an Australian accent. Why? I do not know, but apparently all I got to do is anything with an ER. I just got to get rid of the ER and put an A on it.
Oh, yeah.
Summer.
Yeah, water.
Water.
Well, look.
Better.
Oh, wow. Welcome to the show, Crocodile Dundee.
Okay. But I learned about productivity.
Bro, how can I stop being lazy? Before checking your phone, go through a morning routine. Like what? Make your bed, meditate, work out, read, think.
What do you think of that?
He's got a lot of time in the morning. Yeah. Work out, read, meditate, and this is like all before you actually start your day.
So much for the three S's, which used to be...
What?
Shave.
Yeah. Shave.
Shower. Shave at a...
Oh.
And a poo.
Well, they're productive.
It's all changed now. It's meditate and read a book and all. Nice. I don't know about you guys, but I get up in the morning and I got to leave it as late as possible.
That's right.
You know, and if I can have my clothes beside the bed and jump straight into them, I'm out the door.
It's a 10-minute turnaround. I ain't got time for that. No meditation coming my way.
Meditation, forget it. I learned about kinky stories of history.
What? Kinky facts from history that you didn't know. For the majority of history, pink was associated with masculinity and blue with femininity. This only changed in the 1950s. Rome was considered the ancient capital of prostitution.
Oh, okay.
Its pleasure houses were so popular that they weren't allowed to open in the mornings, otherwise no one would go to work.
Otherwise, no one would go to work.
Just go to the pleasure house. Wow. Well, someone was probably working.
Wow, the pleasure house all day long.
Wow, that's a lot of pleasure.
Wow, that is, okay. But, you know, but there's also a lot of videos on there trying to give people advice on how to be successful in life. Right. And I thought really? This was interesting. Okay.
Three things we learned from our millionaire parents.
One,
I learned how much money to spend and how much to save. I spend 20% and I save 80%.
Number two.
Whatever you focus on is what you get. For example, when I focus on A's, I get A's in school.
Number three.
I learned how to make passive income. Me and my brother both own washer and dryer machines that make us passive income every month. You don't need millionaire parents to learn all this.
Oh. What do you think of that?
They're actually really good tips.
That's a good tip, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all good tips. All three tips are good.
I mean, there's
so that is from TikTok.
That is TikTok.
Look, you just shone a new light on TikTok for me. Maybe I might even check it out. I think I've got an account.
You can also go on TikTok and see loads of people dancing in their underwear as well.
Oh, great.
So that's also another option as well.
Can you send me some of those?
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.